interchange. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Credit and collateral approval restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we've got a beautiful forecast for your Memorial Day weekend. Looks like plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s all the way through Monday.
First source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 24th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon, I'm Tim Hughes in Salt Lake City. Nothing but sunshine, blue sky, and 73 degrees.
A rollover blocking most of the lanes of traffic on the South Belt. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, a man suspected of killing an Ogden's narcotics officer turns up dead in his cell at the Weber County Jail, and the county attorney isn't afraid to point a finger of blame. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Well, Scott, an angry wait. Weber County attorney says Matthew David Stewart did kill Jared Frankham, and this might have been the way he got away from a trial, by killing himself. He says that the jail staff treated Matthew David Stewart humanely, yet he still rejected mental health help and other services. D. Smith says the accused killer of Ogden officer Jared Frankham saw other agents with clearly marked police uniforms some 16 months ago.
Now, there's been a lot of noise about Mr. Stewart believing that these were intruders into his home, that he didn't know they were police. The evidence is very clear that he knew exactly who he was shooting at.
Smith says Stewart fired 31 shots on January 4th, 2012. 17 of them hit police, and 7 of those hit Frankham. And bottom line, Smith says it's illegal to grow marijuana, which is why his officers went in there in the first place. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Family members and the lawyers who represent Matthew David Stewart are expressing sorrow and outrage over his death. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has that part of the story from Ogden.
Emotional. Just hours after learning Matthew David Stewart had passed, sister-in-law Erna Stewart says he was a victim of a corrupt system.
He was scared. He had every reason to believe that he was being robbed.
Stewart attorney Randy Richards says he felt he had a good shot of proving Stewart innocent.
We have various conversations and total contradictions between the officers and what they said.
The family hopes Stewart will be remembered not as a cop killer, but as a good guy who cared about his family and country. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Now, the father of Officer Frankham isn't falling in step with the rest of the family. He spoke with KSL this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Jute continues our team coverage.
Jade Frankham, like many, still have a lot of questions.
Brings a little bit of closure to things, but at the same time, you know, if he was, you know, innocent on the whole thing, I was wondering how come he decided to go that route.
Frankham disagrees with the family's position that the raid on Matthew Stewart's home was unjustified, but he agrees with one of their statements that God will have the final say. In the meantime, he says, Frankham's children still tell their mom and grandparents nearly every day that they miss their dad. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, President Obama gives praise during today's Naval Academy graduation, but he also brought up the military sex assault scandal. We get that story live from Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Tim, the commander-in-chief congratulated the midshipmen, but had to talk to them about the 26,000 service people who said they had been sexually assaulted in the past year.
Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong. That's why we have to be determined to stop these crimes.
He restated his comments that sex assaults have no place for the greatest military on earth. There was a 21-gun salute today, but the Navy's Blue Angels didn't fly over the stadium. You can blame that on sequester budget cuts. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Sorry, Cleon. Other national stories we're following. More funerals today for victims of this week's deadly Moore, Oklahoma twister. We're also hearing new stories of survival today. The mother of a third grader says she rushed into the rubble of the destroyed school to find her daughter. Leticia Garcia says she was afraid to see what had happened to her 8-year-old girl, Jasmine.
Emotional.
Well, we're having problems with that sound. Several people still remain hospitalized following the storm.
Northern California has been hit by a series of aftershocks following a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that rattled that region. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Some damage has now been found beyond broken dishes and wine bottles. Around three homes in a remote area 3 hours north of Sacramento have chimneys that collapsed and cracks in walls. It's an area with many cabins. There was a small rock slide and some power was out, but has since been restored.
The earthquake could be felt as far away as San Francisco and two other states.
Well, continuing our emergency traffic coverage here for you, we've got a big mess out there. Mark Christiansen, what's the latest?
Well, this is the eastbound 215, the south end of the valley at 7th West, that rollover. They're blocking the three right lanes. The problem is now, if you're back at Redwood Road, you're not even moving. In fact, 1300 West, you're not even moving. Everybody's being pushed way over to the far left lane to get by, and they're cruising at maybe 2 miles an hour there. I'm looking at traffic now, clear back around the corner, just past 4700 South. If you're headed southbound on 215, you're probably better off to exit the freeway and use side streets. Now, Redwood Road, not going to be a good alternative. Looking at Redwood, it is a parking lot as well in the immediate area. We'll tell you more here pretty quick. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, Salt Lake City airport screeners prove body scanners can find guns even when they're hidden on artificial body parts.
And yet another update on that ugly situation on the freeway with traffic and weather on the nine.
This is my hot new car. This is me enjoying the open road. This is me smiling nonstop. This is me looking good. And this is my credit union. Thanks, Golden West, for making it all possible.
Right now, get a Golden West auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Apply today. We'll take care of you.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
The laws on background checks that we have in place now.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15,
the world's biggest fast food chain uses.
And we'll get you the latest on that rollover accident on I-215 with traffic and weather.
This portion of the news sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchairs, scooters, and home oxygen. KSL News Time, 5:08.
Well, a tragedy on I-15 to start off the holiday weekend. The Utah Highway Patrol says a 40-foot motorhome appears to have blown a tire, swerved off of I-15, and drove into a condo complex in St. George. Tim Wiley was sitting in his room when the motorhome came crashing through.
First, it went off the freeway, through a fence, across the street, through a wall, through the back of my house, and through the garage.
Susan and Stephen Clark were in the front of the motorhome and were killed. Eight kids were in the back and only had minor injuries.
This Memorial Day weekend kicks off what UDOT and the Utah Highway Patrol call the 100 deadliest days on Utah roads. Here's KSL's Andy Farnsworth.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says traffic fatalities on Utah's roads increased by 35% between Memorial Day and Labor Day. He says the summer weather seems to make people drive faster, and it's the speed involved that turns a regular crash into a fatal one. Over the past 5 years, there have been traffic deaths nearly every summer holiday weekend.
KSL, of course, teaming up with UDOT to reduce the number of traffic deaths on Utah roads. To be a part of it, just get online and check out Road to Zero Fatalities on our website at KSL.com.
Well, big problems out there, and we continue our emergency triple team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, let's go to Mark Christiansen.
Well, if you're using the West Side Belt, just be prepared for a huge brake light situation and very slow traffic approaching 2200 West as you come further southbound there. And then if you're trying to get on at Redwood Road or trying to get off at Redwood Road, everything is really stacked up due to this rollover at 700 West further eastbound towards I-15 there. All traffic being moved into one lane to get by the accident site. Right now, looking at that heavy traffic involved in all lanes at a dead stop all the way back to at least Redwood Road. And on Redwood Road, right there in that same area, if you're trying to go north or southbound due to a lot of traffic trying to get on and off the freeway there, boy, it's a parking lot there as well. Just a huge mess if you can avoid that full area in the south there. Heather?
If you're headed into Utah County, you're going to have delays I-15 southbound from Murray all the way down around the point of the mountain and even into Lehigh, so that you're going to have slower stop-and-go traffic through that entire stretch. Then it looks pretty good until you hit US 6. That's where the parking lot begins again, all the way down into Benjamin. Ricky?
Heather, for those northbound on I-15, we've got some slowdowns stretching from right around 1700 north up to the north interchange, and part of that is stop-and-go traffic. You have another patch of slowing waiting for you by Parish Lane in Centerville, and then some more delays leaving Kaysville and going through Layton headed towards Hill Air Force Base. Over to the east, we've had just a minor accident. This is going to be eastbound on I-80, close to Mountaindale area, about mile marker 133, but it's out of traffic to the left. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. The nice weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures overnight tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, warming us to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s on Sunday with a little more cloud cover, and more clouds move in on Memorial Day, but highs still reach the low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 73 downtown.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Good, better, best.
Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
On a Honda.
On Tuesday's Doug Wright Show, we'll be joined by all three of the major councils that serve the state of Utah and even beyond. Great Salt Lake, National Parks, Trapper Trails, the Boy Scouts of America here to talk about the national new inclusion policies on the Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Mixed reaction over Matthew David Stewart's suicide. His family calls him a victim. The father of one of Stewart's victims disagrees. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A motorhome runs off I-15 in St. George and smashes into a condo complex. A Provo couple died in that wreck. Investigators think it started with a tire blowout.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 heavy from the 80 split pretty much all the way to the point of the mountain here in the Salt Lake Valley. Eastbound 215 from 2200 West to a rollover at 7th West. Just a parking lot. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
More nice weather on the way. A mild night with temperatures in the mid-50s, warming to the mid-80s with more sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
73 downtown.
Domestic violence advocates say many women in Utah may be keeping an eye on the new details emerging in the Susan Cox Powell case and seeing parallels in their own lives. The director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA, Asha Parekh, says people who feel threatened often feel silenced.
And the reality is, talking about it to someone you trust can really help you understand what's going on. It gives you an outside perspective.
She says if a person doesn't feel comfortable talking to a family member, they can call or visit the Family Justice Center, and someone will be happy to talk to them about what's happening in their life.
A 9-year-old girl chews out the CEO of McDonald's for how it sells fast food and targets kids. Here's ABC's Richard Davies.
The world's biggest fast food chain uses athletes and other stars to get its message out. LeBron James, for one.
Bruh, what you got in the bag? Big Mac, fries?
I'll play you for it.
9-year-old Hannah Robertson stood up at McDonald's annual meeting and accused CEO Don Thompson of, quote, tricking kids into eating its food and using advertising for getting children to bug their parents to go to McDonald's. Thompson denies his company sells junk food. Hannah's mom is a nutritional activist who's critical of McDonald's. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Well, we've been telling you about that span of bridge in Washington State that collapsed, but what about that bridge you're headed over right now?
No, thanks.
We'll
for
tell you more about that as we go in depth coming up at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. The FDA checking out a drug compounding pharmacy in Tennessee for contaminated medications. The government agency says it has received 7 reports involving patients who receive steroid injections. The injections contain the same drug at the center of last year's deadly meningitis outbreak.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
A judge says an Arizona sheriff violated the constitutional rights of Latinos who were stopped and detained. It was part of Joe Arpaio's crackdown on illegal immigrants. The judge ordered Arpaio to stop using race as a factor in law enforcement decisions. The jury foreman in the Jody Arias murder trial says they had a good reason why they deadlocked on her sentence. He says Arias wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer or Charles Manson, which is why some didn't want to sentence her to death. He says it was unfair that 12 average Americans who aren't lawyers had to make such a crucial decision. A couple of British guys get arrested for approaching a plane cockpit and threatening terrorism, but police didn't believe it's actually terror-related. They were arrested for disrupting a flight. Washington's governor is looking for a new bridge after one connecting Seattle and Canada came down last night.
They're searching the entire country right now, trying to find a Bailey Bridge that might be able to provide us a temporary span.
Jay Inslee says they need a portable prefabricated truss bridge developed by the Britons during World War II. An oversized truck took down the bridge last night. How much would you pay for the off-white cotton pants that Luke Skywalker wore in Star Wars?
Nothing.
Okay, well, we got Tim's decision. I think Scott would probably want to be paid to get those.
Yeah, yeah, I would. Well, hey, I'm a Star Wars fan, but I you know, I'm just not a memorabilia kind of guy. So.
Guy paid over $36,000.
Wow.
He initially estimated, or at least the people who were auctioning it off initially estimated they go between $70,000 and $100,000. But
I hope they're his size.
I hope so, too. From the picture from the memorabilia dealer, they're still dirty. From the sands, I guess, of where they filmed Star Wars.
Oh, you wouldn't want to wash
it
at that point.
That garbage pit on the star, the whatever it was, they got squeezed in. All right, Cleon, thanks very much.
Well, still to come, obviously the big story this afternoon is you trying to get to your destination for Memorial Day. We're going to do all we can to help you with that, with your triple team traffic. And boy, have we got some problems to steer you around. Matter of fact, let's do that.
And we're listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
It's emergency traffic. As a matter of fact, we've had it on the south end, the west end, the north end. We're about to find out where it is now, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, let's go to the southwest end on 215. If you're making your way southbound, about 47 south, you'll come upon the back end of the brake lights. Had a rollover at 7th West just prior to the split to go I-15. And it looks like right now they've opened up three lanes through the area. Still have the very right lane blocked off, but the problem is you've got two or three, 4 miles of very slow and stopped traffic in place there as well. Don't forget Redwood Road in that same area, extremely heavy as well. I-15 southbound, you'll find the slow traffic between 33rd South. You can count on the brake lights all the way out towards the point of the mountain. Heather?
And Mark, as you continue southbound after the point of the mountain, you'll still have a few slowdowns into Lehigh. Then speeds pick up again. It looks pretty good heading all the way down through a part of Springville. Then you're going to run into brake lights again from Springville, US 6, all the way down to Benjamin. Ricky?
Heather, for those northbounders, traffic there starting to break up. Not as much stop and go, but we still have slow spots scattered from 6 North up to the North Interchange. And then they pick up again as you're leaving 5th West, 4th North Bountiful, right in that vicinity up through Centerville. You get a big break in the action going through Farmington and Kaysville, but more slowdowns waiting for you in Layton, starting right around about 550 South there by Church Street and headed in towards the Clearfield area by Hill Air Force Base. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Lene Meyer.
Hey guys, looking for a fantastic holiday weekend. Temperatures tonight will drop into the mid-50s. Great even though if you're heading out on Friday night, just maybe take a light jacket if you're a little cool-natured. Other than that, you're going to love the weather. Hey, tomorrow afternoon, t-shirts all around. Temperatures warming about 10 degrees above average. Mid-80s for both Saturday and Sunday afternoons. We'll start to see a little more cloud cover heading into Monday Memorial Day, but I think the rain will hold off till Tuesday and Wednesday. That's good news. Temperatures will be in the low 80s on Monday and then dropping to the mid-70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. We're traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, 73 degrees.
The collapse of that freeway bridge in Washington State might cause you pause as you head out for a Memorial Day weekend road trip.
Well, the Utah Department of Transportation's John Gleason tells KSL's The Browsers that the state's bridges are in pretty good shape for the most part.
We're in good shape right now, and a lot of that is due to the number of major construction projects that we've had over the last few years. We've had hundreds of bridges that we've replaced in the last 10 to 20 years. That in and of itself is a key point to the reason that we match up so favorably to the surrounding states as far as the safety record is concerned.
Gleason says the state makes a point to check its bridges on a regular basis. Those that are in bad repair are pushed to the top of the list for fixes or replacement.
Each bridge is inspected every 2 years, and so we'll go out physically, you know, a hands-on physical inspection, also visual elements of the inspection as well. And so each bridge is inspected and graded every 2 years.
The nonprofit group Transportation for America gives America's roadway infrastructure a D grade, but notes Utah outperforms its neighbors.
Had a mixed bag on the markets. We'll check your money news coming up.
And right now, time for Zions Bank speaking on business, and here's Chris Redgrave.
The homeopathic market has experienced tremendous growth in the last 20 years. In the U.S. alone, use of homeopathic remedies has increased over fivefold since 1990. Patients concerned with finding just the right complementary of alternative health remedy are looking to natural healing processes to help them. Hundreds of patients in 80 countries use it, according to the National Post. It is in this world that Tanaka Balance and Logan was created, to offer a one-stop shop to satisfy all your needs. Owner Larry Tanaka's vision was to create the ultimate health and wellness center. It started as a dream, an idea on paper. It became his obsession and later resulted in Tanaka Balance. The concept is simple. Include retail, health cafe, yoga, and natural healing therapy all in one location. And that's what happened. Now the yoga studio offers classes daily in a brand new studio with springboard floors to keep the class members comfortable while going through their exercises. It's Cache Valley's first yoga studio. The health cafe provides a selection of health foods and smoothies, like the raspberry spread, which is made fresh on site. They recently started offering an international health buffet one day a week, and they've also created frozen fruit bars, which you eat like an ice cream sandwich. With natural therapies, they're offering Rolfing. This is a holistic healing system of soft tissue manipulation and movement education that organizes the whole body in gravity. Manipulation of the muscle fascia is believed to have therapeutic benefits, including the ability to stand straighter and move better. Other therapy currently offered is Theta Healing, designed to better connect mind and body. This includes deep meditation and sending healing energies throughout your body to get rid of trapped anxieties causing health issues. It's smart for Tanaka Balance to tap into the growing homeopathy market in the U.S. Larry says people have already been excited about the yoga studio, and he anticipates it'll continue growing. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrials finished the day up 9 points to end at 15,303, but the NASDAQ was down 4 and the S&P dropped 1.
Money news at 25 and 55 past each hour here on KSL News Radio.
Memorial Day's on top of us. So keep using your KSL preset for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've got it made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Sponsored by Daybreak. To learn more, visit DaybreakUtah.com.
And continuing our emergency triple team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Mark Christiansen, how are we doing out there now?
Well, the worst part of the Salt Lake Valley remains on 215 there at the south end. 7th West, the rollover accident. Everything off to the right side. They're still taking up the right lane at 7th West. However, last I checked here, and I'm just looking now to refresh everything here, looks like 4700 south is where you'll come into the back end of those brake lights if you're headed southbound on 215. And then you've got about 3 or 4 miles ahead of you there, just traffic that's nonstop, and it's stopped. Well, I guess that doesn't make a whole lot of sense there, but it's just a lot of brake lights for you up and through that site. Now, that's starting to move at the accident site, but it's going to be a while before most of that clears out. Southbound I-15, heavy from 33rd South. You can just pretty much plan on the brake light situation all the way to 114th. Gives a little break from all that, and then you're back into the heavy traffic over the point, Heather.
Mark, we also have delays as you leave the point of the mountain down into Lehigh. Then things pick up again. This has been like this all day. Most of Utah County is actually traveling quite nicely, and there's no problems northbound, not even accidents. But once you hit US 6 and head into Benjamin, you're going to have delays southbound through that entire stretch. Ricky?
Heather, northbound traffic on I-15, where it was slow and go between downtown and the North Interchange, it's cleared out there, but we still have some slowdowns going between the North Interchange and Woods Cross, mostly there in the North Salt Lake area, just a patch of slowing by Parrish Lane in Centerville. Then in Kaysville up to Layton, that's where you'll see the rest of the Davis County delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey guys, it's a great start to our Friday, and the nice weather continues to continue through the weekend. Yay for us. Temperatures overnight tonight will drop to the mid-50s. Think mostly clear skies, and mostly clear skies tomorrow will mean lots of sunshine. Highs warming to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s again on Sunday, and Monday a little bit cooler for your Memorial Day with temperatures warming to about 81 degrees and a few more clouds. We'll hold off on the rain chances, but they come back into play Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly even through Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 531. Still sunny in Salt Lake City this hour, 73 degrees.
And traffic remains jammed up on the South Belt. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, developing news. KSL has obtained new versions of search warrants in the Susan Cox Powell case, where important details were not blacked out. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been going through them. He joins us live with the very latest information, Paul.
Well, Scott, this comes from a request for wiretaps back in 2011. And in the affidavit for those given to the Deseret News, they say that they know no one left the Powell home after Josh claimed he took his sons camping during a snowstorm. They could tell because of the snow. It also shows that during the first 36 hours of his wife's disappearance, he never asked about Susan's welfare or what police were doing to find her. Cell phone tracking also shows that Josh Powell was near his home when he learned that cops were taking a look at his involvement. Then he drove away from his house for about 30 minutes south, then headed back, and then called his wife's phone, leaving a message about why she wasn't picking up. That phone was found later in his truck, and police say he couldn't explain why. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We're also learning that the DEA became involved in tracking Josh Powell only a week after his wife disappeared. West Valley City Police placed a GPS tracker on the Powell family minivan. It alerted detectives anytime Josh left Salt Lake County. A DEA aircraft participated in that surveillance.
Now, the records dealing with the search for Susan and her father-in-law's dirty laundry, literally. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley continues our team coverage.
When a jury in Pierce County, Washington heard the voyeurism case against Stephen Powell, they were not allowed to see the piles of photos and videos he had reportedly amassed of his daughter-in-law, Susan. But the newly released West Valley City Police documents include a detailed accounting of his home videos. Most of it is too graphic for broadcast, but they do reveal Steve Powell was obsessed with Susan's clothing. He stole underwear from her laundry and even stuffed her clothing with pillows to simulate her body. Despite this, police say they do not think Steve Powell was an active participant in Susan's supposed death. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
A man hoping to board a North Carolina-bound plane at Salt Lake City International Airport sets off screening checkpoint alarms, and not just for his prosthetic leg. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with the rest of the story. Peter?
Well, Tim, there was a gun attached to that prosthetic leg. So lesson here, if you're trying to get away from Memorial Day, you'll do well to leave the guns at home. That man was heading for Charlotte. He set off the alarm last night. The TSA's Lori Danker says agents followed up with Jeffrey McClure, and that's when they found the gun.
That was strapped to the prosthetic leg of a passenger. It was inside the boot.
Danker says the Jennings 22 caliber pistol was loaded with 6 rounds plus 1 in the chamber. TSA agents handed McClure over to the airport for his arrest, and he told them he had just simply forgotten about the gun. He had to leave his wife behind, too. And in the past week, the TSA has found more than 60 guns at airports nationwide. That's a new record. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
And speaking of carrying guns, Illinois lawmakers are bowing to a federal appeals court by approving plans for the concealed carry of firearms in their state. Illinois is currently the only state in the nation without a concealed carry law. The appeals court called that unconstitutional.
KSL's top national story this hour. A trucking company says it wasn't their fault that a bridge came down last night in Washington State, but the governor begs to differ. Cleon Wall has that story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Tim, the trucking company owner, says they had a permit from the state to cross the bridge, but the oversized load took it down last night. Some have questioned the age of the span, but Washington's governor, Jay Inslee, says he's learned another lesson.
The one lesson I think we should know right now is we want to discourage drivers from crashing their trucks into state bridges.
The driver's wife tells CTV he was shaken up.
He was really scared for the people who had fallen off the bridge.
He was glad to hear they were okay. He submitted to a drug test and has not been arrested. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. The Jersey Shore reopens for the summer season a little more than 6 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie showed his excitement at the ribbon cutting this morning.
Thank you so much for being here. It is a incredible day for New Jersey.
Christie notes there are still many areas showing the effects of the storm, but repair and cleanup work is ongoing.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama tackled the topic of military sexual assault during a commencement speech at the Naval Academy today. The commander-in-chief told graduates their honor depends on how they act when nobody is looking.
Well, it's four-day weekend for some federal workers, but they won't be getting anything in return for the extra day off. About 5% of the federal workforce is taking an unpaid day off due to the sequester budget cuts.
Former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was forced to resign from Congress in a scandal over the lewd text messages, is back on the campaign trail. He's now running for mayor of New York City. ABC Scott Goldberg reports day one was kind of rough.
Anthony Weiner was apologizing pretty much from the moment he hit the sidewalks.
I've apologized many times over, and I've apologized to individual voters.
And some seem to accept it.
Okay, what he did personal was inappropriate, but I think he deserves another chance.
But when fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked what if voters elect Weiner, Cuomo said, shame on us. And when someone pointed out the background on Weiner's website was a picture of the Pittsburgh skyline, not the iconic New York City skyline, the company that designed the website had to apologize. Scott Goldberg, ABC News, New York.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
A couple dead after their motorhome smashed through a house. I'm Cheryl Worsley.
Rollovers, slowdowns, accidents with injuries. We've got it all out there this afternoon. We'll double check it with Triple Team Traffic just ahead.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and...
The kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Loveliest days.
And the news sponsored by Rockies Baseball. It's back. Watch all season long on Root Sports and visit Rockies.com for tickets. KSL News Time, 538.
Well, a man and woman from Provo died this morning when their motorhome went off the freeway and through a home in St. George. KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley has more.
It looks like the 40-foot motorhome pulling a Jeep blew a tire, swerved off the freeway, and went 300 feet into a condo complex and right through Tim Wiley's garage. But he says the motorhome did keep from rolling.
Saved everybody in the back, I would say.
The start of a busy holiday weekend for us. This is the kind of things that we strive and go out and work hard to try to prevent.
UHP Trooper Joe Pastor says Susan and Stephen Clark of Provo were in the front and died. Eight kids were riding in the back and had minor injuries. Cheryl Worsley, KSL News Radio.
A suspected cop killer who was waiting for his day in court will never face charges. Matthew David Stewart is dead, having apparently committed suicide in the Weber County Jail. The county attorney says Stewart had received humane treatment there, but rejected offers of mental health assistance. KSL News Time, 5:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s with Triple Team Traffic coming your way now. Mark, we've dropped the emergency situation. That must indicate things are improving.
Well, they are improving as they have most lanes open except for the very right lane at 7th West. If you're headed eastbound on 215, you still have a lot of traffic to contend with through the area there, though. And as you make your way southbound on 215, the west side belt there, coming up around the corner just before Redwood, that's where you'll see the slower traffic. And then it just stays that way up until you get past the 7th West there. Then trying to get on the freeway, the collector is moving a bit slower towards the main flow at 74 South, and then that continues slow from that point pretty much right through Bangor. Prior to that on I-15, though, if you're just starting out of downtown, boy, you've got a great commute in front of you up until about 33rd South, and then that's when that brake light situation starts, and it does continue up and through Sandy. Heather?
We still have some slow traffic as you make your way around the point of the mountain. You'll see a lot of brake lights there. And then it's very heavy into Lehigh, and then after that, the speeds pick up again. But that stop-and-go traffic just will not give it up as you make your way from Springville all the way down into Benjamin on I-15 southbound, mostly through the Spanish Fork area, due to road construction. Ricky?
Heather, for those northbound on I-15, some of that stop-and-go traffic that was jamming up the commute between about 10th North up to the North Interchange cleared out, but you're still going to see speeds under the freeway limit. It's a little bit slow between the North Interchange and Woods Cross, and then another patch of slowing going through Kaysville and Layton and into Clearfield. Get your business ranked on Google. Visit rocketwebdesign.com. They'll also build your website for free with the purchase of Search Engine Optimization Package. Get found on Google, rocketwebdesign.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lynnae Meyer. The great weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures tonight will be dropping to the mid-50s, but with lots of sunshine tomorrow, we warm right back up to the mid-80s. The sunshine continues on Sunday with just a few more clouds, and highs once again reach the mid-80s. Slightly cooler on Monday with a few more clouds moving in. Rain should hold off till Tuesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the night, I'm meteorologist Lynnae Meyer, KSL News Radio.
75 right now in Salt Lake.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
DavesBernina.com.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, Black Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manta presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You want a Honda.
Most of us thought she would, but now it's official. She made the announcement before the GOP state convention. Mia Love running again for the 4th District Congressional seat. And Mia will join us on Tuesday's Doug Wright Show here at KSL News.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a man with a prosthetic leg set off alarms when going through screening at Salt Lake International. The TSA says the leg wasn't the problem, but instead screeners weren't happy to find a handgun strapped to the limb.
Other local stories we're following. Search warrants released exclusively to KSL and the Deseret News today reveal new information about the police response to Susan Cox Powell's disappearance in 2009. They show her husband Josh Powell backtracked after learning police were looking for him and only called Susan's cell phone once he was further from home.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Looking at a little bit of an improvement in traffic on the south end of the 215 headed eastbound between Redwood Road and I-15. Still some good brake light patterns, but you're moving right along a little bit better than you were before. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Expect mainly clear skies and mild conditions for our Friday evening. Temperatures start in the mid-50s on Saturday, warming to the mid-80s with mostly sunny skies. I'm Lene Meyer with your weather on the KSL Extra.
And right now, in Salt Lake, a few clouds and 75 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, Washington's governor looking for a temporary replacement bridge along the I-5 corridor. eBay? It came down last night after an oversized load took down a key overhead girder. Jay Inslee says if a replacement is found quickly, the bridge could be fixed in just a few weeks.
Well, we've been telling you this afternoon about a push by the Highway Patrol to keep people safe on the roadways for the Memorial Day weekend.
Troopers call that stretch from Memorial Day to Labor Day the 100 deadliest days. Utah Department of Transportation spokesman John Gleason says there are steps you can take to stay safe if you're making a holiday road trip. He also says efforts in recent years to make the summer more safe have paid off.
This year to date, we've had about 51 fatalities, and that's compared to 74 last year. So those numbers are moving down, and we're on the right track with that. But every one of these crashes can be prevented, and that's what we'd like drivers to know, is that please, you know, when you're out there, just take precautions. No impaired driving. Obviously, drinking and driving is number one. We want to discourage that. But also, that impaired driving can include prescription drugs. And that's not something that over-the-counter medication. That's that's not something that people always take into account. But those can be just as dangerous as drinking and driving.
Gleason says weather also plays a big role when figuring out why the summer tends to be worse for deadly crashes.
People aren't encumbered by winter weather, by snow, ice, and they just they put their foot on the gas pedal, and that can if you crash at high rates of speed. Speed is number one, and that's going to present more of a danger and more of a possibility of a fatality.
And as we've been reporting just this morning, two people died when a tire blew on their RV in St. George. The vehicle went off the road and into the side of a condo complex.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. And time for another update of traffic and weather. Triple team traffic coverage here on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how are we doing out there, Mark Christiansen?
Well, I think we're seeing the back end of the commute, at least on I-15 headed southbound. 4800 south will be the start of the slower traffic. That continues through about 94 south. Then you'll have a little space of freeway speeds. And then the 106 south, you'll be back into the slower traffic. And that continues past Bangor and right up over the point of the mountain. Eastbound on 215 at the south end. Look for the slow traffic, the brake lights, just before Redwood Road, and then it continues slow, making your way up towards I-15. This due to that earlier rollover accident where they still have the right lane block at 7th West. Heather?
We still have that slowdown, I-15 southbound, as you leave the point of the mountain. Still a bit heavy, a little bit of brake tapping. It is easing up just a little bit, though. And you have a very nice gap, everything at freeway speeds, till you approach US 6. And unfortunately, these delays are just not going to go away this evening. So expect to have some stop-and-go traffic from US 6 down into Benjamin. Most of that is due to road construction. Ricky?
Heather, for northbounders, we're seeing an improved drive. We still have a patch of slowing northbound I-15. Leaving Centerville there by Parrish Lane and headed towards the Highway 89 merge. It doesn't last long. And then a couple more spots of slowing there by 200 North in Kaysville, headed towards Layton Hills Mall. Linda's Furniture is offering 18 months interest-free during the already spectacular Memorial Day sales. Sofas, dining, bedroom, office, 18 months interest-free. Linda's Furniture, 3330 South Highland Drive. Linda's Furniture. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Speaking of spectacular, how about a look at your 7-day forecast here with Lene Meyer?
Hey guys, happy Friday to you. Good weather for us this weekend, just what we want if you're heading out for some camping or hiking or whatever you want to do outside, grilling, just fine weather for it. Mid-50s overnight tonight with mainly clear skies. On your Saturday afternoon, we'll warm up nicely to the mid-80s and replay that same weather for Sunday with just a few more clouds. Monday, expect partly cloudy skies, but our Memorial Day temperature still warming to the low 80s. We'll see some changes, cooler weather and rain chances by the middle of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 75 downtown.
And time for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
It's not Memorial Day weekend without heading to the Brickyard. This weekend marks the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. And the pace car always seems to be a big deal. This year, Corvette fans will be happy to know that the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray will be the car leading those first few laps. Other than a few strobe lights and decals, Chevy didn't have to touch this car to make it worthy of the track. It comes standard with a 450 horsepower, 6.2-liter V8. That scoots the car to 60 very quickly, under 4 seconds. Top speed, 190 miles an hour. This will be the 12th time a Corvette has paced Indy, going all the way back to 1978, an American tradition. Rides again. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Salad. Almonds, apples, bananas, and water.
Burgers and fries.
Potatoes. Oatmeal, yogurt, tuna, pineapple, raisins.
Chocolate candy, licorice cake and cookies, fudge.
Wheat cereal, honey soy?
Bacon.
So the fight about junk food versus healthy food isn't always easy, but it's a battle parents should win.
Soup, crackers, pretzels, and strawberries.
Ice cream or milkshakes.
Beets. Celery, pears, walnuts, rice, corn, and carrots.
Because the truth is, the eating habits your children pick up now will likely be the same when they're adults.
Fries, donuts, and gummies.
Squash. Cabbage, cashews, salmon, oranges, and papaya.
Bonbons.
Learn more about better nutrition and healthier eating habits for your children from Intermountain Healthcare's Live Well Fitness Initiative at intermountainlivewell.org.
Brownies, hot dogs, and soda.
Asparagus, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts.
Blueberries?
Blueberries.
Visit intermountainlivewell.org today.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discount services offered and nearest locations.
Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials finishing the day up 9 points to end at 15,303, but the NASDAQ was down 4 and the S&P dropped 1.
Money news at 25 and 55 past each hour on KSL News Radio.
Yep, it's me again, and I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place, and I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Memorial Day weekend here, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's head back to the traffic center and Mark Christiansen.
I think for the most part here in the Salt Lake Valley, the exodus has happened. Southbound I-15 wide open from downtown. In fact, all the way through Murray now, and you'll just catch the back end of the slower traffic about 72nd South. And that does continue further southbound towards the point of the mountain. Still, if you're eastbound on 215 at the south end there, just use a little caution making it past the accident site at 7th West where they're still clearing that right lane there. Looking at the back end of those delays, just between Redwood and about 1300 West, you'll come into that slower traffic there, Heather.
Mark, of I-15 southbound, we still have some very slow and stop-and-go traffic as you make your way from Timpanogos Highway down into Lehigh. Once you get past there, it looks really good. And the good news is traffic is easing up just a little bit right around US 6. Unfortunately, as you head south past US 6, you'll still run into those slowdowns down into Benjamin. Ricky?
Heather, for those still on the northbound drive of I-15 in Davis County, you're looking pretty good as you're going from downtown up to about Caseville. And it's Caseville and Layton that's still showing some slower speed. There. And then also over to the east on I-80 in Parley's Canyon, had an earlier eastbound accident right around Mountaindale, about mile marker 133-134. Crews have blocked off that left lane of traffic and it's starting to slow traffic in the area. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Dine at Johnny Rockets, and more. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the